put all them little things in that God, some of them things, and them little hog apples, you remember the little thing?
Hog apple.
Some of them would be white like apples.
That's right.
And some of them would be red.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I said, I had one apple, some trees. Come out to God, and that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I just thought that about all this kind of fruit that be in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And them.
Mm-hmm. And what about some birds? You got those kind that'll peck on the trees and make holes?
A woodpecker.
A yellow hammer, a woodpecker.
A yellow hammer pecker?
It's not what you call them.
Well, I got some questions about different kinds of sicknesses and stuff, like when you get where your joints hurt, what would you call that?
Oh, a lot of that kind of rheumatism. Rheumatism.
You got a fancy name now called arthritis.
Arthritis. Neuritis. That's what you got a name
for. Bursitis.
Bursitis, whatever
you
call it.
Yeah, because I had something on my shoulder, docs. It was bursitis.
It's the same thing as what they used to call rheumatism?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. And what about when somebody had to have their appendix out? What would they have?
You had to operate on them for that.
Yeah. How did they used to do? Did people die of it sometimes?
Didn't you say something about that bust in you? You could bust in your pardon. My wife had appendix.
Emma Hoogle, you remember Mr. Gotham?
Yeah.
You remember that daughter that claimed her appendix busted
yeah,
and
right.
She died. That's all I know when
mm-hmm.
I see the bust.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you call it if somebody ate something that didn't really agree with them and it came back up? What would you say?
I puked that up.
You died, really?
Oh.
I don't know what
to do. When you eat something and it didn't digest, you puke that back up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They have any other terms people call it?
No, other terms I don't know.
Yeah.
Sick on the stomach. Well, it's
sick on the
stomach. Sick on the stomach now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You feel sick on your stomach? Like, and I said, no, I just got no idea.
Mm-hmm. How about when somebody dies, that they had other terms that you might not say so and so died, you might have more polite.
Way back when my daddy died, put salt in his chest, sprinkled clementine all the way around him. If he had any odor, you couldn't smell it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's like people that embalm you now. But back when my daddy died, you laid on a board just like that table there, with his clothes on, and put a sprinkle of clementine all around, and set the salt on his chest, covered his eyes up with a penny.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost a whole penny box of matches when he buried my dad. I buried a whole box of pennies in a match box, and I ain't seen them pennies since. My sister Willie Jean one took my penny.
Oh.
That's the truth. I hear the bunch.
Well, somebody was talking about that. What was that? Somebody was talking about the foot salt. Oh, that woman up the White Oak was
yeah.
telling about way back down to put salt in the tea. I don't want to put the salt up there for.
Just put a bowl of it or something?
Put it in a saucer. Put a saucer full of salt on top of it. I don't know what that salt done. Keep you guys on
the
thing
she
I
didn't tell what the salt was for. What she said that salt was for? I don't know what she said that salt was for. Well, I asked her, what did you put salt on?
And then what did you do? Mm-hmm. To put it salt.